when it comes to the Middle East and Israel, everything about that area of the country and that nation is anchored in biblical prophecy. And we believe, as you can tell, in order to fully appreciate it, we have to be aware of what's happening in the news, and we have to plan our own lives, or if you're in a position of government official in this country to plan foreign policy, you really have to know not just what's happening there, but what the Bible says about what's happening. And two significant things have recently occurred that appear to come right off the pages of Scripture. One was in Europe, and the other was in the Middle East, but they are all connected. So I'm going to go with both of them right now. And Jimmy, I want to go to you here. Let's go to Europe first, because last week, Dave and I were on the program with a guest, and it came up where we mentioned about the statement of French President Macron, where he declared that it was time for a European army consisting of 10 nations to be formed. And he indicated that it would become official in a month, which would make it the month of June. That's extraordinary. And anybody, if you're listening, ladies and gentlemen, you hear 10 nations out of Europe, you've got to think Bible, and our ears perk up. But Jimmy, we haven't talked with you about it. So tell us what you're sensing and how that remark made your ears perk up, because I know you've talked a lot about 10 nations. So what are your thoughts?
Well, my ears did perk up, Sam. I posted that article that was reporting on President Macron there in France and the army he was trying to put together on my website, prophecytoday.com. We then conferred with the man who covers the European Union for us on our weekly broadcast, and a man who, by the way, lived for about 25 years in Brussels, Belgium, so he's been on top of the European Union. The European Union, actually, those 28 member states, they're made up of the 28 member states there in Europe itself, have been considering a force, a military force, for a number of years. The major players now, with Great Britain trying to exit out of the European Union, would have to be Germany and France. Angela Merkel, there in Germany, the chancellor, is not really excited about a military operation. She'd rather watch others do that, NATO take care of that position. But NATO really is controlled and even financed more so than any other nation by the United States. And Macron understands that. Now, he is the third in rank of major players in the European Union. I just mentioned Great Britain, Germany, and now France. And he came up with this idea, okay, all 28 member states do not want to participate in a military force. We must have a military force in order to have these member states do and say and operate the way they say they're going to and the agreements they've signed. We must have that military force to enforce some of these decisions we make on, like, the continent of Africa and the Middle East, etc. So he suggested, and when I read through that article and ran into a 10-nation army, I had a fit, a holy fit. It was just amazing to me, because that's a word, it's a page out of Bible prophecy. When you get to Daniel chapter 7, verse 7, it says the old Roman Empire is going to be revived, and a characteristic of it will be 10 horns. Verse 8 in Daniel 7 says the little horn, the Antichrist, comes out of those 10 horns. That's given me the indication the Antichrist will be a Gentile coming out of those Gentile powers, the revived Roman Empire. I know it's the revived Roman Empire because when you look at chapter 7, verses 23 and 24, I don't have to be a genius to understand Bible prophecy. In fact, the angel Gabriel was dispatched to explain it to Daniel, and he said this will be another empire, and it will rule the world. Remember, the Roman Empire only ruled the Mediterranean region. But they did. The way they ruled that region was with a military force. And then the text says in verse 23 of Daniel 7, they will rule the world. That means this power, this revived Roman Empire, is going to rule the world. You cannot do that unless you have a military force. Macron is an up-and-coming mover in the European Union. He said, wow, let's get it together. Let's have 10 nations come together. These are 10 that I picked from these 28, they mean business. We'll put together this military force. Man, if that doesn't fit into Bible prophecy, I don't even know my name. But that is exactly what God's word says, and we're on target for that to be fulfilled.